This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by health and wellness expert, Dr. Mark Kasha.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got a great show for you today. Because you know what we're going to start off our discussion and talk about? The United States Supreme Court nomination and the serious legal ramifications associated with this pick. And then later on in the show, you know what we're going to talk about? We are going to talk about if your kid or someone you love is dating someone that you don't like. Because you know what? It seems like an epidemic right now. I'm talking to so many of my friends, and their sons and daughters are dating losers. So we've got to talk about that. Now, as most of you know, Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement from the United States Supreme Court, which means we need a new justice. After all, let's talk about the math. You see, we need 9 United States Supreme Court justices, not 8, or nothing is ever going to get decided. Because you know what? Most issues that are confronting the Supreme Court are serious, and we're going to have a divided court, which means the issue is going to be sent back to the lower courts to decide, which is never going to happen. That is why our president has got to select a nomination who is going to be confirmed and go right through this nomination process, or else I feel like we are going to have an even more divided country. Now, as many of you know, back in the day when I owned the largest law firm of its kind in the country with thousands of employees and about 100,000 clients, the judges that I had to deal with, in my opinion, were some of the worst and most incompetent and corrupt judges I have ever seen. And that is why I believe we've got to find justices who are willing to address issues head on, because we do not need justices who turn a blind eye to corruption, misconduct, or abuse of power. Now, even though I don't always agree with the Supreme Court justices, I want you to know something. These justices are some of the smartest and most competent judges in the country, which is one of the reasons why President Trump is going to nominate a brilliant legal mind, someone with experience, someone with an established track record, and someone that you, the American people, can rely on and have faith in. In fact, you know what? I want our president to elect a judge like retired Justice Alex Kaczynski. Do you remember that dude? You see, he was the former United States Circuit Court judge who wasn't afraid to call out corrupt and incompetent politicians. In fact, Justice Kaczynski, before retiring, you know what he did? He called out Senator Kamala Harris when she was our state's attorney general. And you know what he had the courage to say? That her office was an epidemic of prosecutorial misconduct. You see, I want our president to elect a judge who respects the law and who's not afraid of telling it like it is. You see, now that Justice Kennedy is retiring, we have got to consider all of the significant issues and ramifications confronting this pick and ultimate confirmation, because Justice Kennedy was known as the swing vote on numerous legal issues. Even though Justice Kennedy, he possesses a clear conservative judicial philosophy, you know what? That dude occasionally sided with the court's most liberal justices and took a little bit more of a moderate approach and position than some of the hardline conservatives, which is shocking. In fact, Justice Kennedy, he actually penned the landmark decision legalizing gay marriage. And even though Justice Kennedy was not a true supporter of abortion rights, he voted to affirm Roe v. Wade's legalization of abortion, which is something I love about him and his record of votes. Now, having said that, President Trump pledged during his campaign that he was only going to choose justices who would overturn abortion, which means our president is going to nominate a justice who doesn't respect established laws and decisions like Roe v. Wade. That is why this nomination is so important. And based on the feedback from GOP Senator Susan Collins, our president is walking a very fine line. In fact, GOP Senator Collins, you know what she said? She told our president that an anti-Roe v. Wade Supreme Court nomination is not acceptable. The reason why it matters what Senator Collins says is because she is one of a handful of swing votes, no pun intended, who's going to ultimately decide the fate of this nomination and our president. And apparently, Senator Collins, you see, she's not alone, which means the candidate nominated by President Trump cannot show a willingness to overturn existing and established laws about abortion, or I'm telling you right now, that is going to indicate an activist agenda that Senator Collins and others is not going to approve for, tolerate, or stand for. Now, given the fact that there's at least 4 to 6 moderate senators in Washington, I'm telling you something, President Trump is going to have a very hard time getting support for a candidate who intends to reverse Roe v. Wade. I mean, can you imagine for just 1 minute if the Supreme Court actually had 9 justices, including 5 men and 4 women, and if all 5 of these guys voted to reverse Roe v. Wade, and all 4 of the women voted to affirm it, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You are going to have 20 to 100 million women, including myself, my mom, and my nieces, rioting. Because you know what? I want a Supreme Court justice who is going to respect established law and not have their own activist agenda. We don't need that on the Supreme Court. Because even though I totally and completely support our president's badass policies as they relate to money, taxes, and less government regulation, I don't in any way support a Supreme Court nomination who's going to vote to take away my rights under Roe v. Wade. Because the last time I checked, I'm a woman. Now, I don't know about you, but this is where the rubber meets the road for me, which means I am willing to do whatever it takes to ensure that women's rights, my rights, are never taken away by anyone. And this includes the 9th United States Supreme Court nomination. Now, what's so great about living in California and being an American is that you have the right to respectfully disagree with me. I don't care if you feel one way. I just want you to know that I have the courage to tell you how I feel. You see, as all the world knows, Roe v. Wade is an established law that shouldn't be overturned. And that's why I want our president to elect a woman to the Supreme Court who's going to honor and respect established laws that protect our rights as women to choose. Look at what Justice Kennedy did. He affirmed Roe v. Wade, and he was a significant conservative judge. I want that same judge elected. Now, I realize that we still live in a man's world because men run our country and men run our corporations and men control our money. In fact, you as a woman make 20% less than what your male counterpart makes, which is pathetic and unacceptable. Again, I feel 100% certain that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, you are going to see a civil war in our state, in our country, that you've never seen. Remember, Justice Kennedy has long been a champion of LGBTQ rights since his decision in 1996. So we're talking about replacing a judge who respects gay rights and affirm Roe v. Wade. Now, I also want our president to be very mindful of our next justice and whether or not they respect gun control and the Constitution, because I want a justice who's going to respect all of my constitutional rights, including gun control. I also want a justice who's going to stand up and scream as loud as possible about our awful criminal injustice system. You hear me? I want to make sure that when a justice is elected, they will do everything possible to fix our badly broken criminal injustice system. The bottom line is this. We have a president with courage, and I know he is going to make the right decision and find a justice who, like Kennedy, respects the Constitution, respects gay rights, respects Roe v. Wade, and wants our country and our government to thrive. The bottom line is, this is a major decision. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break, but I need you to stick around because I've got a fun show today, especially when we talk about marriage and how some of the people in our life are thinking of marrying the wrong people. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. You know who I have in studio? Bob, our national tax expert, and we have got to continue the discussion about SB 993 because Bob has received more telephone calls about this issue than anything we've ever discussed. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Bob, tell me about the calls. Let's educate our audience on why we need to vote against this awful bill.
Well, most calls have said to me, hey, Bob, what is this? What is going on here? A sales tax on services? And I said, yeah, let me explain this to you. Because really, it's supposed to, this is by Robert Hertzberg, Hugging Bob, as we talked about.
Yes.
Remember Hugging Bob that had a little problem with hugging people down at the state capitol? But Bob has tried this before, and he tried this in 2015, and now he's trying it again. Under the guise of trying to broaden the tax base, and this really, actually, what is this going to do? This is going to have a 3% tax to service-based industries. That is going to affect the small business owner. This is where it's going to come into play because it's not going to be 3% by the time we're done with it. It's going to be 10% by the time we're done with it. Now, Bob doesn't realize, not me, but Bob Hertzberg, doesn't realize that this is going to affect small business owners, which in turn is going to affect their clients. Which, who is this going to affect the most? The middle class and the lower income taxpayers in this state. And he's not realizing what this is going to do, because this is going to affect hairdressers, accountants, CPAs, anybody that does a service-based industry right now that's a small business owner is going to have to pass that tax on to his customers.
And the issue, as I see it, Bob, is it's kind of a backdoor way to screw you, the California taxpayer, because let's say you go to get your toes done.
Right.
Guess what? You're paying 3%. You need something done at the vet. Any service that you need, this guy wants you to pay 3% in tax. How much tax revenue are we going to lose when businesses leave the state, Bob?
Well, now that's subjective. How much we're going to lose? That's a good question, because I would imagine we'll lose a lot. It also puts California companies at a disadvantage also. So we have to realize this. SB 993 is a bad bill. This must be voted no. So pay attention when this comes out in November. Read it very carefully.
And the last issue about this, Bob, is the actual business owner. Do you think that he or she is going to actually collect that money and send it to the new bureaucracy that costs you $900 million a year? Or could that person accidentally keep the money and then need your services? What do you see as that snowball effect?
Oh, I absolutely see audits by the Franchise Tax Board if you're not doing this. This is a really big problem here in the state. Listen, I gave my number last week. Call me if you don't understand this. 1-800-695-3010. I'll answer all your questions to the best of my ability on this, but it is a very convoluted bill, by Hugging Bob.
And keeping with the discussion, let's now turn our attention to our president and let's talk about his new nomination for the IRS. Because as you know, Bob, the IRS has more problems than you can imagine, which is why he has got to gut that institution. What are your thoughts on the nomination and what is the process?
Well, President Trump announced his intent to nominate a gentleman named Charles Retteg. Now, I hope I pronounced his name correctly. He's a tax attorney here in California. He's from Hollywood. So we know that's good. He's going to be taking over for John, let me get this right, Koskinen. John Koskinen. It's a tough name to pronounce because I had to go onto the internet and figure out how to pronounce this guy's name. Now, you remember John? John was the guy that took over just after Lois Lerner had her episode in front of Congress. Remember that? Took the fifth and all that?
Of course, Bob, which is why I think the IRS has spiraled since then.
They truly have. But listen, Charles Retteg really has a good pedigree. He handled the estate of Michael Jackson, and you know that is a convoluted deal. And he also helped with Marlon Brando's wife handle Marlon Brando's estate. So, you know, those are very convoluted, very tough items to put together. Could you imagine handling Michael Jackson's estate after he passed away? Oh, my God. So I'm looking forward to this guy. He graduated from Pepperdine. He got his LLM from New York University. He practices in Beverly Hills, which is great. He's currently the vice chair for the American Bar Association's tax section, vice president of the American College of Tax Counsel. And he has served almost 20 years as a member of the advisory board of the California Franchise Tax Board. Come on.
Okay, so you and I know, Bob, that he's got great pedigree.
Yes, he does.
What I want to know is, how do you think he's going to align with our president? Because you and I heard the most recent news. Our president wants additional tax reform to lower taxes even more. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think he'll work perfectly with President Trump. There's no question about that. I think he'll do a great job. He has to be confirmed by the Senate, so he's got to get this going here quickly before we have our midterms, which are right around the corner. We have the majority now. It's a slim, I think, by one. So you got to get that in right now. You got to get him in front of the Senate, get him confirmed. Let's go.
Well, Bob, you've brought up some great points over the past year and a half about the IRS. Can you explain, is it a kinder, gentle IRS right now when you owe? Because you've told me about so many different clients, and we're going to get to a case study. But what do you think about the IRS? Are they kinder, gentler? Let's tie it into your case study.
Well, I've seen it kind of a little bit of both here, because we got a little chocolate and a little vanilla with the IRS. I'm not sure what you're going to get. I do see revenue agents coming down on hard on people. Once you get a revenue agent or a revenue officer assigned to your case, you're going to see them be very aggressive. So if this happens, you get a registered letter from a revenue officer or revenue agent, call me 1-800-695-3010. We can have him on the phone within 24 hours. So we're seeing a little bit of going both ways. We've got ACS, which is the automated collection agency of the IRS. They can be a little more softer and gentler with the lower debts. But once you get up above $25,000, $50,000, they're very aggressive. Now, what I'd like to bring up, Ronnie, as we should do every week, is talk about a case study. And I want to talk about this poor gentleman. He's a fantastic client of mine. We settled an offer in compromise for him. And what shall I do with all of my taxpayers who do the offer and compromise with us? We always offer our tax preparation services at a reduced rate to make sure that they stay into compliance as they move forward. Because one of the criteria of the offer and compromise is you must remain in compliance for the next 5 years.
And again, Bob, for those of our audience that doesn't know this, an offer and compromise is what you offer to the IRS. It's less money than what you owe them. And it's like Disneyland or the Giants winning the World Series. Go on.
That is correct. He settled a $15,000 tax bill for about $500. But he went out and he had somebody else prepare his tax returns. And this was 2016, not 17, because it just made the full circle. They changed the primary on the tax return. He received a refund. The IRS sent him a letter telling him, you got to send that refund back or you're going to default your offer and compromise. They didn't get the letter. They cashed the check defaulted the offer in compromise. He owes it all back again.
And let's be real here, Bob. You and I saw this for decades when we had the largest law firm in the country. For some reason, it's as if they just completely space out on this important issue. What is the lesson to be learned here, Bob?
Well, the lesson to be learned is pay attention to my emails when I send you that every year. Right, Ronnie? And I text them every year. They get a discount rate on their tax preparation. So I don't know how to make it more approachable. Here's the lesson. You get an offer and compromise settled. You go back to the company that did it for you every year and make sure they do their tax preparation for you to make sure you remain in compliance and it's perfect. And of course, if you get a letter from the IRS, I'll get that letter and you'll get that letter. Listen, if you have any questions about audits, bookkeeping, offer and compromises, or any questions at all, maybe it relates to the Franchise Tax Board, call me, 1-800-695-3010. That's 1-800-695-3010.
Bob, I love our interviews and I love your new haircut. You look so sexy,
Thank
Bob.
You.
All right, everybody, I've got to take a quick break, but I need you to stick around because as I told you, I've got a fun discussion coming up later about marriage and what happens if you don't like the person your kid is marrying. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Renee Nielsen, the real estate expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and the surf is definitely up because I've got Mike and Carrie Ann in studio. And as you know, Mike and Carrie Ann are our mortgage experts from Roseville Prime Lending. Again, that is Mike Ognisante and Carrie Ann Mucho. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey,
thanks for having us back.
Thanks for coming back, guys. And sorry that the air conditioning isn't working right now. I feel like I'm having a hot flash.
In one hot week for sure.
Now, Mike, I always like to start our segments off with a market update. How does it look right now in the mortgage world?
Well, I can't believe it, but the interest rates are down for four of the last 5 weeks. So I'm real excited to hear that and see that. And what it's doing for our buyers is giving that opportunity to get into a home today versus waiting until the end of the year where we know interest rates are going to rise again. You know, however slight they are, it's just nice that over the last 3 months we've had this modest stabilization. And I'm real excited to see that for our buyers.
And so, Mike, what I love about this is that when rates go down, Carrie Ann, it's summer. And summer is such a great time to buy, so the timing is perfect. What are your thoughts, Carrie Ann, on buying in the summer? Does it actually make the most sense?
Oh my gosh, Ronnie, it absolutely does. And since it's summertime, you know what's just like the surf? Housing inventory. Housing inventory is actually up right now. We're seeing more homes available on the market. So that means there's more homes for buyers to choose from and potentially less competition.
I like the summer too, Ronnie, because sometimes you have more money in your pocket. You know, we're past the tax season. People now have money from their refunds. The holidays are equal parts of the year, you know, half of the, you know, they're behind us, the other half in front of us. So I think everybody's just got money in their pocket and they want to buy now.
Don't forget, September is right around the corner. It's going to be here before we know it. And a great time to buy a home and move in, get the kids settled in before they go back to school.
Yes, you're right. And we have two more Fed meetings this year. September, we expect the Feds to announce a quarter point increase, and which we all know what that means to the market, and we're going to see interest rates start rising again.
And so based on what I'm hearing so far, besides the surf being up, the summer is an outstanding time to buy. I want to talk about the Feds. What do you expect, though, moving forward?
Well, we expect the Feds to raise a quarter point of the Fed funds rate in September and possibly again in December. So we were going to see at least a half a percent increase by the Federal Reserve.
The other thing to keep in mind is that with pretty low inventory, even though we said it's increasing, still there's a lot of demand out there, and we're seeing a lot of people still migrating from the Bay Area. So this is going to continue to force prices higher over the near term, especially in our area in Sacramento. So it's a good time to find a home and lock in that price before interest rates and the price go higher.
You know what, Ronnie, and I always tell my customers after our consults is that, remember, the right season to buy is theirs. So whenever you're ready to buy, you know, come call us, Prime Lending Roseville at 916-724-0181. 916-724-0181.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got Mike and Carrie Ann in studio. Yeah, the air conditioning isn't working, so we're sweating a little bit. But we're talking about you because we want you to live the American dream and get a mortgage through Prime Lending Roseville. Carrie Ann, let's talk about the type of loans that your clients are calling you about, what you've got available, and what looks good for the summer.
Ronnie, with the 4th of July just behind us, I get feeling a little nostalgic. You know, all the barbecues, we've got the fireworks, everyone's feeling really patriotic. So this always makes me think of our military. And I'm so grateful for everything that they do for us. And I'm happy that there are lots of benefits provided to them. One of those is the VA loan. The Veterans Administration allows us to offer a home loan with very little out-of-pockets, and we can actually do loan limits up to $1.5 million. At the same time, though, I read a lot of news, and House just came out with their annual home survey, and they said that 51% of homeowners are planning to renovate their homes this year. That's a huge number. So somebody who bought with very little down in the past few years, even though their home values probably increased, it might not be enough to take cash out to do those renovations that they're wanting to do. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our newest program at Prime Lending, VA Renovation. It's the same as our other renovation products we specialize in, like the FHA 203K or the conventional home style loan, but it applies to a VA financing.
You see, Carrie Ann, I'm really glad that you were talking about a program for veterans because, like you said, the 4th of July, this entire week, is all about celebrating our great country. So what does this program actually mean? Because you bring up a great point. VAs need money. They want to pull money out. How do you help them at Prime Lending Roseville?
So veterans who are already in their home can tap into their future equity for repairs, updates, or upgrades using this program. Veterans wanting to buy a home that might need some modifications can also tap into that future equity. Basically, what we do, instead of using the current market value of the home, we're going to look at the value of the improvements, and we're going to add that to the total market value of the home. So we get to base your loan on the after-improved value. It's really simple. We close the loan, then we pay the contractor to complete the work. For example, home is worth $350,000 right now, and you need $40,000 to, say, remodel the kitchen. We provide the plans for that kitchen remodel to the appraiser, who then might estimate the value after the work's complete for $400,000. We're going to use that after renovated value. So veteran or not, if you're a homeowner or a home buyer and you want to make improvements or changes to your home, call me, Carrie Ann Mucho, at 916-724-0181. 916-724-0181.
Carrie Ann, that is one of the most amazing programs I have ever heard of. Mike, I want to turn our attention to mortgage insurance because I hear a lot of complaints. How can you at Prime Lending Roseville help your clients not have to deal with mortgage insurance?
Well, first, let's just talk about what mortgage insurance is. And mortgage insurance is there to protect the lender's interest. So it's not mortgage protection insurance where if you get disabled or if you're hurt, the mortgage company is getting paid by the insurance company. Mortgage insurance provides you flexibility. So a lower down payment means that you can buy sooner than later. So again, 20% down is a lot for many. A lot of us don't have 20% down. If I have loans that allow you to have a lower down payment, then the bank has less risk and we're going to make that loan for you.
So then, Mike, my obvious question is, how do you avoid paying mortgage insurance?
Well, I get that question a lot, Ronnie. Thank you for asking. So one of the ones that are old is new coming back is piggyback loans. So a piggyback loan, not like the pig we just roasted over the 4th of July, is a first and second combination loan. So again, we call that in the industry as an 80-10-10. One loan at 80%, one loan at 10%. It's a first and second mortgage, which combines with the 10% down. That's a way of avoiding mortgage insurance. The other option we have is lender-paid mortgage insurance, which is a great option to where we have one payment that includes the entire mortgage, no mortgage insurance. So again, lender-paid mortgage insurance is a great one. I always get the question also is, how do you remove it once you have it? And with the appreciation rate, what we've seen over the last few months and years is that mortgage insurance will cancel out over time. Mortgage insurance is complicated. So if you have any questions pertaining to mortgage insurance, you want to refinance, get your loan lower, avoid mortgage insurance, please give me a call, Mike Ognisanti at Prime Lending Roseville at 916-724-0181. Again, that's 916-724-0181.
And if you're a veteran or you're thinking of remodeling or adding on to your home and you need help with financing, give me a call, Carrie Ann Mucho, 916-724-0181. Or you can visit our website at primelendingroseville.com.
Mike and Carrie Ann, I love that Prime Lending is our national mortgage expert. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, I've got a fun closing segment for you because we're talking about getting married. And what happens if your kid is marrying someone you don't like? All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arnold Almonte.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And this next topic is going to be so much fun because it's relevant. And that's because we're talking about dating, getting married, and whether or not you like who your kid is dating, right? I mean, think about it. You've got kids, you've got nieces, you've got nephews, and they're starting to date. And they're bringing these people home, and you are freaking out. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up this topic is because I'm going to a bunch of weddings over the next few months, and thankfully, I actually love the couples who are getting married, which is absolutely not always the case. In fact, if you and I are being brutally honest here, I've got plenty of friends right now and family members who are dating or have married someone that I didn't like or I don't like. And I got to tell you something, I regret not speaking up before the wedding. Now listen, I'm not talking about standing up during the wedding and say, I object to this wedding. No. I'm talking about just objecting sometime before that. Now don't get me wrong. If you live in America, you can marry whoever you want on whatever day of the week you want, man or woman. And that's what I love about America and why we have got to get the Supreme Court nomination right, which is something I discussed earlier in the show. However, the issue that I'm addressing today is whether or not you should tell your kid or your loved one or your friend that you don't like or approve the person they're dating. Now listen, when I asked my producer Mike about this, you know what he said? Ronnie, I don't have that problem. I lock my daughter in the house and she's not dating. No. All kidding aside, my producer Mike is someone who actually talks about it. Now, obviously, this is a very sensitive issue that I know many of you, like me, are experiencing. In fact, I bet that many of you right now, if you were honest with me, you don't like your kid's girlfriend or boyfriend, and you don't like who your friend is dating. So what should you do? Should you actually talk to your kids and tell them how you feel? Should you talk with your friends and point out all of the awful stuff about their boyfriend or their girlfriend? Or do you actually keep your mouth shut like I've done my whole life as it relates to the people that I love and who they're dating? Now that I'm a bit older and wiser, I got to tell you something. I totally feel differently about this issue, and I want to encourage you to speak up and have heart-to-heart conversations with your kids, your nieces, and your friends, and here's why. Relationships and marriages are hard, right? And you want your loved ones to have the best chance of success, especially since we live in a country where the failure rate of your relationship right now exceeds 50%. Yep, you've got a better chance of not making it with your partner than you do at making it, which I think is concerning. So what I want to know is, why aren't you and I having these honest, heart-to-heart conversations with those we love? And why aren't we asking them some really hard questions? After all, if divorce is an epidemic, don't we owe it to ourselves and our loved ones to speak up? Because once your kid marries someone, you're stuck with who they marry until they get divorced, because the majority of them will. And they'll probably have kids, and it's going to be ugly, and it's going to be expensive, and those kids are going to have broken hearts. So this is what my advice is for you. I believe that you need to have heart-to-heart conversations with those in your life if they are dating someone you don't like. And this is how I would like you to start the conversation off with. Listen, honey, I love you, but I need to talk about who you're dating. Now, again, you can't just come out and attack your kid, attack your niece or nephew or your friend, because you're going to be confrontational. And love, as you and I know, is a very delicate conversation, right? These kids think they're in love. They're going to get married, but they seem to say that with every new person they're dating. Another bit of advice that I have is when you actually speak with those you love, I believe it's good to relate some of your past experiences. And I'm not talking about anything that's X-rated or inappropriate. However, I like to tell those that I share my feelings with that I lost sight of what really mattered in a relationship. And I don't want you to have that same issue. So if you can be honest and share some of your experiences, but you can't do that and you can't even have an opinion of your kid's boyfriend or girlfriend or lover if you don't take the time to get to know them, right? You can't just, you know, make this overall impression, hey, Leah, I don't like your boyfriend. And you know why? He is a Dodgers fan. Or, hey, Maddie, I don't like your boyfriend. You know why? He drives a motorcycle. Which, let me tell you something. I don't want my niece to date a Dodgers fan. And I don't want my niece to date a guy who drives a motorcycle. And I think being honest has got to be the policy here. Now, I've had other friends actually ask me this question. Are you ready? Ronnie, I feel like I need to hire a private investigator to investigate my kid's partner because I have this weird gut feeling that something is wrong. And you know what? I need to tell you something. I have never in my life hired a private investigator to investigate anyone that my family is dating. However, it's a new world, and I think it is such a great idea if you're having concerns, because guess what? Do you realize that your kid could bring home someone who is a convicted felon? It's not like you have an application process for your kid to go on dates, which maybe you should. Now, I do want to advise you to never, ever draw a line in the sand. And I want to talk about this because when I was younger, I was stupid, like many of you. And I would say, if you don't do this, I'm going to do that. And if I don't do this, you know, that's all a bunch of BS. I just don't want you to lose the relationships that you have with your children. And you and I have always heard the news, right? When your daughter gets married, you generally gain a son-in-law. When your son gets married, you generally lose him. So I just want you to know, I don't want you to lose the kids. I don't want their relationships to cause problems. And I want you to continue to be in their lives. But it's a delicate subject because love is blind. It's deaf. It makes no sense. And when you're in love, especially, it's as if you're an alien. Now, I've got to tell you something. I think it's really important for you as a mom, as a dad, as a grandma, grandpa, and auntie, I need you to find one redeeming quality about the person your kid or loved one is dating, because it's really going to help you when you have this conversation, right? You sit down with your nephew and you say, Richard, I think your girlfriend is really smart, right? She's applying to go to college and that's wonderful. However, what concerns me about her is blah, blah, blah. You see, if you can present the conversation in a more positive way and maybe point out a redeeming quality, you are going to have a better time at getting through to your kid. Now, I got to tell you something. I have a girlfriend who told me that she is seriously concerned about her daughter's boyfriend. And she feels this weird sense like he's not that motivated and he won't be a great provider and he doesn't have great leadership skills. And she's kind of going through all of the list because her husband, who's my dear friend, he's really manly. He has great leadership qualities. He is such a smart businessman and just a great family man altogether. And yet she is freaking out because her daughter has dated this dude for years and she's concerned. And I just wanted to point out and remind her of a couple things. First of all, it's okay if your daughter doesn't marry someone like her daddy. And it's okay if your daughter doesn't marry someone like her brother or her grandfather, because your daughter is unique and she is different. And therefore, what truly matters, as odd as this is that your children's boyfriends, girlfriends, lovers make them happy. And that's what I kept saying to her, is your kid happy? And I have to remind myself of that. But I have to tell you a secret. I see my friends dating and they're not happy. And I have conversations with them in very loving and honest ways. And I point out, hey, I like this about who you're dating. However, I'm more concerned with your happiness. So the bottom line and what I'm trying to tell you is this. You don't want your daughter marrying someone with a tax problem, or she's going to inherit that problem. And you don't want your son to marry a woman who isn't loving and kind. However, you got to remember, moms and dads and aunties, and I'm looking in the mirror telling you this, I want my kids to be happy, and I've got to let go. However, I do believe in having the conversation. And that is why, to celebrate all of the weddings that I'm going to this summer, I'm playing a very special song for you. Bottom line is, I'm out of time. Want to let you know that I love your support. I appreciate your emails. Please like us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio. Check out our beautiful website, ronniedeutschradio.com. And I hope that you and your family have a wonderful week. Look forward to seeing you next week on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.